This past Sunday, the gritty mystery series Prime Suspect, starring Helen Mirren as a British police detective, returned to PBS after a six-year hiatus. Book critic Maureen Corrigan observed the occasion by taking a look at two of the best and most disturbing new British mysteries.
The big trend in mystery fiction these days is the advent of a whole slew of standalone novels written by authors of already established series. Robert B. Parker, creator of the Spencer series, has written a suspense novel about Jackie Robinson called Double Play, due out in June. And S.J. Rosen, author of the award-winning series featuring New York City investigators Lydia Chin and Bill Smith, has written a standalone thriller to be published in September. It's called Absent Friends, and it confronts the aftershocks of 9/11. But the standalone novel already out that so far demonstrates the greatest daring is by the British crime writer Andrew Taylor. In his new historical thriller, An Unpardonable Crime, Taylor has masterminded a kind of high-stakes literary heist in which he grabs hold of the 19th-century novel and runs. An Unpardonable Crime is neither an homage to nor an ironic modernist wink at the 19th-century novel. It is a 19th-century novel, the gloomier sort Dickens wrote towards the end of his life, when fate and coincidence seemed less like acts of grace and more like taunts lobbed at humankind by the great puppeteer in the sky. Taylor's intricate narrative revolves around Edgar Allan Poe and two actual mysteries that haunted Poe's life. First, there's the disappearance of his actor father when Poe was a small child. And second, there's Poe's own unexplained disappearance the week before he turned up raving in Baltimore and died. Those Poe puzzles lurk at the center of a larger story that focuses on the years 1819 to 1820, years that Poe as a child was actually living in England. The narrator and hero of this main tale is a solitary ex-soldier named Thomas Shield, who finds work as an assistant teacher at a boys' boarding school outside London. There he encounters two pupils who look like twins. One is named Charlie Frant, the other Edgar Allan. Shield becomes drawn into the society of the turbulent Frant family, serving as a tutor to Charlie and his close friend Edgar during school holidays. Smitten with Charlie's widowed mother, Shield foolishly hopes to become a more permanent fixture in the Frant circle. Slowly, he realizes that he's been flattered above his station for a purpose. Certainly part of the huge pleasure of reading An Unpardonable Crime derives from clutching at all the literary allusions flying about. Taylor nods to Poe's trademark terrors of live burials, pits, black birds, and sinister doubles. An Unpardonable Crime is much more, however, than the sum of its borrowed parts. This is a mystery that creates its own disturbing world. The odd mood of that world stays with a reader long after all the hidden identities have been unmasked and all the crypt doors have been fastened tight. While some mystery writers like Taylor are straying from the familiar, others, like Ian Rankin, are sticking to the tried and true, with vividly unsettling results. Rankin's latest novel to feature Edinburgh police detective John Rebus is called A Question of Blood, and it tackles head-on the theological mystery that haunts the greatest novels in the genre, that is, the mystery of evil. A psycho armed with a gun storms into a boys' private school outside Edinburgh, kills two of the students, gravely wounds a third, and then turns the gun on himself. Rebus is called in to investigate, in part because he and the murderer both were once members of the elite SAS, Special Air Service Military Unit. But Rebus is working under a cloud. He reported to his police station with a bandaged, badly burned hand the morning after a local thug who'd been threatening his partner Siobhan Clark died in a suspicious kitchen fire. As Siobhan observes, cop shops were hives of gossip, and this particular hive is buzzing about Rebus. Rankin's writing is stark and evocative, his storyline constantly jerking in unexpected directions, and his moral sense rigorous enough to allow him to tackle a subject like school murders without making his readers feel like they're reading crime pornography. But the best thing about Rankin's extraordinary series is the deeply flawed, mean drunk Rebus himself. In general, American crime fiction is growing more sentimental. Even the most hard-boiled investigators have a soft spot for dogs or coach football teams in their downtime. It's mostly the Europeans right now who are carrying on the undiluted tough guy tradition. Sweden's Henning Mankell and his Inspector Wallander books, Linda LaPlante and her Inspector Jane Tennyson television series, Ian Rankin and Rebus. These dark stories probe what Poe called the imp of the perverse. Too many lesser mysteries settle for just being impish.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed An Unpardonable Crime by Andrew Taylor and A Question of Blood by Ian Rankin.